This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR. I'm Jeremy Hobson, and let's get back to our top story. The Keystone XL pipeline is dead for now. President Obama announced the decision this afternoon from the White House.
For years, the Keystone pipeline has occupied what I frankly consider an overinflated role in our political discourse. It became a symbol too often used as a campaign cudgel by both parties rather than a serious policy matter. And all of this obscured the fact that this pipeline would neither be a silver bullet for the economy, as was promised by some, nor the express lane to climate disaster proclaimed by others.
The decision from the State Department comes more than 7 years after TransCanada first applied for a permit for the pipeline. And joining us now for more on this is NPR's Tamara Keith in Washington. Tamara, tell us more about what the president said about why the State Department is rejecting the pipeline.
There's a long list of reasons. Essentially, that it was not as good as advertised, more or less. He says that the proposed project would have a negligible impact on the nation's energy security, that it would not lead to lower gas prices for American consumers. Gas prices, obviously, are pretty low as they are right now. And that its long-term contribution to the economy would be marginal. And then counterbalancing that are some concerns about local impacts, as well as this dirty source of fuel, the tar sands oil.
And this comes after a story just a couple of days ago. In fact, it's sort of amazing how quickly this happened after what happened this week. TransCanada, the company that wanted to build the Keystone Pipeline, had asked the administration to suspend its review of the project, perhaps hoping that if the next president of the United States is a Republican who's more friendly to this idea, that they would say yes to the pipeline. The Obama administration denied that request. Is there anything TransCanada can do now?
They've put out a statement saying that they're deeply disappointed. I'll read just a little quote from it here. They say, "Today, misplaced symbolism was chosen over merit and science. Rhetoric won out over reason." They say TransCanada is reviewing the decision and its rationale. They believe Keystone XL is in the best interest of the United States and Canada. But there's not much they can do while President Obama is still president of the United States.
How is this likely to reverberate in the country, where there's certainly a split in opinion on this issue, and also in the presidential election as we get into that?
So as far as the country, the public is pretty divided on the Keystone XL pipeline. This is a deeply polarizing issue for environmentalists. Sort of as the president said, for environmentalists, this was seen, the pipeline was seen as a very, very terrible thing. And for people, particularly on the Republican side of things, and some on the Democratic side, it was seen as a very good thing for the economy. And so that view of the pipeline is unlikely to change. And the reactions to the president's decision were relatively predictable, especially on the campaign trail, I mean. Bernie Sanders, the Vermont senator, came out and said, "The president did the right thing, and I've been right on this all along." Meanwhile, Marco Rubio, the Republican candidate, came out and said if he were president, he would make sure that that pipeline gets built.
And probably a little easier for President Obama to make this announcement on a day when they had a very strong jobs report and oil prices are very low. Tamara Keith with NPR in Washington on the news today that the president has rejected the Keystone XL pipeline after a review by the State Department. Tamara, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're listening to Here and Now.